Hallelujah, this morning. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Father, we honor you this morning. We give you glory and we give you praise, God. Never ever is it enough because we open our mouths in praise. Never ever is it enough, God, when we glorify and we worship. Never ever is it enough, God. Could never, oh God, be enough to match the matchless things that you've done for us. The wonderful things that you've done in our lives. The hope that you've given us, God. The joy that you've shared and spread in us, God. The love that you've shown, oh Father. Thank you, Lord. We pray for the people everywhere this morning, oh God. And we ask you to move right now, Lord. We need a word from you. We need your love and your care continually. We need you, God. We need you, God. And we ask you now, Father, to touch, heal, deliver, oh God, where is needed, God. Touch, heal, deliver, oh God. Where is wanted, God? Touch, heal, deliver, oh God. Through your eyes, oh God. For you know our hearts. You know our minds and our spirits, oh Lord. Many are heavy this morning, God. But we are counting on you to lift us up, God. Many, oh God, are downtrodden this morning. But we're counting on you to be the lifter up of our heads. Oh God, we glorify you, and it's not enough, Lord. We magnify you, and it's not enough, God. But oh God, our God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We need you, Father. Touch those, oh God, in need of a blessing this morning. In need of healing, oh God. In need of salvation and deliverance, oh God. Oh God, touch those in need whose hearts are hurting, oh God. Hearts are needing to be healed, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being you. Thank you, Father. This morning, thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch our lives, oh God. Teach us how to walk in your way. Teach us, oh God, your ways, oh God, to live through and live by. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hold on to us, Father. Hold on to us, God, as we hold on to your unchanging hand. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory this morning. Forever in your Son Jesus' name. We pray. We pray, and we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Oh God, we enter into your courts, oh God, this morning with praise. Hallelujah to you, God. Hallelujah to you, Father. Hallelujah to you, Son. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Move on this earth, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We need you to move right now. Father, please, Lord, have mercy upon us, oh, God. Oh, God, the world is in distress, Lord. The world is in distress, God. The world needs you, Lord. Your children need you, God. Your children, oh, God, are in distress. We need you, Lord. We need you, God, this morning. Lord, hallelujah. We will forever praise you. If you don't do anything else, we acknowledge that you've already done enough. But we know you. You're that kind of God. You just keep on blessing. You just keep on blessing. And this morning we say thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Come on. Amen. Glory to God this morning. Glory to God this morning. He is great and he is greatly to be praised. He is worthy of all our praises. He is worthy of us lifting our hands before him and telling him thank you. He is worthy this morning of us opening our mouths and giving the highest praise of hallelujah. He is worthy this morning. Why is he worthy? Because he's kept us. Why is he worthy? Because he raised us up this morning. Many with hurting hearts, but many with hearts of hope. Many who are downtrodden, but many who are lifted up. He is worthy in whatever state we're in. Paul said, I am a being. Whatever state we're in, God is worthy because he is God. It is his call in our lives. It is his call on our lives. But he has been favorable to us when we have not been favorable to ourselves nor to others. God is great and greatly this morning to be praised. Why don't you praise the Lord? Why don't you give him glory? Why don't you give him honor? Why don't you open up your mouth right now and just shout hallelujah? Walk through your home. Walk through wherever you are right now. If you're in your car, stop it and give him glory. Walk through. Touch your children. Touch your family. Tell the enemy he has no recourse. He has no place in our lives because God is, and he is a rewarder of us, those who diligently seek him. Seek the Lord God while you have yet the chance. This morning we worship him and we honor him. We magnify him because he is the God of heavens. He is the God of earth. He is the God of all the universe. It is he who created us, not we ourselves. God is our fortress, our mighty strength, our power. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our joy when we are sad. He is our hope when we are hopeless. It is God who will heal our hearts from hurt, from pain, from sorrow. It is God who will lift us up and cause us to stand and to have done all to stand, to speak and speak the truth, to love and love with heart, to hope in faith, faith unfathomable, faith the size of a mustard seed, faith that will cause us to be able to regurgitate the very things that he imparts into us, to give those things up into the earth so that the earth might call on the Lord. Thank you, God, that they might worship him in spirit and in truth this morning. God is. Come on, you need to be healed. Touch yourselves and pray unto the Lord of hosts that you might be healed from sickness within your body, in your mind, in your spirit. Come on, touch yourself and pray unto the Lord of hosts that God will deliver. Thank you right now, God. He is able to do this thing. He is able to do this thing exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we ask, above anything that we say, we think, we do. Oh my God, anything we mean, God is able to be above and above only. And he's able to cause us to be above and not, oh God, beneath. He is able to cause us to be the head and not the tail. He is able to cause us to be prosperous and not in poverty. He is able, God is able to do this for me and for you, for our seed, seed generations to come. God is able to destroy every yoke that has held us bound. He is able to destroy everything of generational curses. He is able to move in this earth and cause the destruction to be destructed. He is able, you see, to destroy the destroyer. God is that person. Oh my God, this morning, he is he who is able to keep us from falling. Even when we falter, even when we slip, he will catch us before we fall. He will lift us up. He will bring us out. God is this morning. God is. God is this morning. You can finish that with whatever you need because he will supply all our need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus, who is our Lord and our Savior, who walked this earth, gave his life so that you and I can live freely without being bound by the sins, by the sickness, by the threats, by the fear, by the harms, by the dangers of this earth, of this world. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power. Power. Authority. God is God. Above him there is no other. There's no other way to put it. That God is. That it is he and he alone who is keeping you even at this very moment. At this very moment, if you are breathing, at this very moment, every breath that you take belongs to him. Every step that you make, if you're able to walk, if you're able to move, every step that you make belongs to him. Do you understand who God is? Everything that you pick up, you lift up, it belongs to him. Every thread of clothes on your back, it belongs to him. Your eyesight belongs to him. Your hearing belongs to him. The fact that you're able to open your mouth, and if you even couldn't mumble, oh God, utter a mumbling word, oh my God, your voice belongs to him. So, oh my God, even if I can't open my mouth to praise you, if I can't put my hands together to praise you. My hands may be gone. My voice may be gone. My eyesight may be gone. My hearing may be gone. I may not be able to praise you, oh my God, with the sounds from my body. My feet might be gone. Oh my God, I may not be able to praise you with the sounds from my body, but I'll praise you, God, with my whole heart. Keep my heart, keep my mind stayed on you. Thank you, Lord. The hardships, the hard times you're going through right now. You want some relief. You're tired of being tired. You need to call on the name of Jesus. You're sick of being sick. You need to call on the name of Jesus. Oh, you're sick of worriation. You're sick of concern. You need to call on the name of Jesus. God is this morning. It's God. God is, and it is God. God is, and it is God who is keeping us even right now. It is God who is allowing even the electricity to flow in your home right now. It is God who is causing the power in your phone right now that you might not miss this word, that you might receive this message. It is God, I tell you, who is able to hold us even in our deepest and darkest places. It is God who is there in the dark. You see, the light shines in the darkness. Even when it's pitch black outside, there is a light that will shine in darkness. You'll be able to feel your way out. You'll be able to, oh God, find your way through. Because God is, and it is God. It is God who is feeding you daily, Give us this day our daily bread and lead, oh God, forgive us. It is God who is forgiving us our trespasses. It is God who has forgiven us of our sin. It is God who has taken time to look at our lives and strategically try to change our ways strategically through his word, through his teaching, through his fellowship with one ye to another. It is God who has tried to teach us and show us how to come out of that thing called sin, come into the marvelous light, because you see, in sin there is darkness. In sin there is blackness. In sin everything is null and void. But when you come out into the light, you're able to see, and people should see what God has done in your life. Whatever is in the dark, he will bring to the light. Oh my God. And when he brings it to the light, it is no longer of harm. It is no longer of danger. It is no longer of shame. You might be shamed out of it, but you're going to come out of it as pure gold. Keep your focus and your faith on God. Come on, y'all. Give him a praise this morning. Oh my God, unapologetically and prophetically, we receive that word, we release that word, and we trust God in that word. Take that word, live in that word, trust in that word, believe in that word, that it is God and God is. Because God is, it is him. Because God is. It is him. Thank you, Lord, who will never leave you. It is him who will never forsake you. He's still right there. You might be feeling so bad, hurting so hard. Loss of a loved one. Loss of your job. Loss of a family member. Oh, my God. Loss of a relationship. But he's got you. He's got you. Because the same God that keeps me, oh, he's able to keep you. And I know he's got me beyond a shadow of a doubt. He will set you up for success. He will set you up. Even when the enemy is plotting against your life, when he is trying to pounce on things that belong to you, you know what God gave you. The enemy cannot touch what God has ordained. You have to remember that. And even in your shortcomings, when you tend to believe, oh my God, forget to believe and forget to remember who God is. Understand that everything that God has ordained, everything that God has blessed, that the enemy cannot touch. And he knows that. He will try to come this way and that way. He might try to come over the top or even beneath. But understand, everything in your life that God has ordained, that the enemy cannot touch. Be it your children, be it your spouse, be it your job, be it your home. Oh my God, if God has ordained it, be it your ministry. If God has ordained it, the enemy cannot touch it. And God will warn you. He will forewarn you. You've got to learn to look. Ha ha ha. And to listen. To look and to listen. To observe the very things. Listen to the details. Look at the details. Focus on what God is showing you. See, we get so caught up in our everyday lives until we forget to focus on what God has ordained in our lives. We forget to, pay attention to the very things that he has done and the very things that he continues to do. Now, I know this morning, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that we are preparing you now to live later. We are preparing you now to live later. God is preparing you now to live later. God is preparing me now to live later. In whatever place you're in, he's preparing you now for what's coming later. Do you get that this morning? Have you received that already in this word this morning? Preparing you now to live later. Get ready. Get ready. And as my senior pastor, Pastor Robert H. Stopp, used to say, get ready and what? Stay ready. Prepare now to live later. Don't wait till later to start preparing. Prepare now for what's coming. Get ready now for what's coming. Be attentive now to what's coming. Come on. Come on. And God will cause you to be able to see things, to hear things, to know things. Don't doubt it when he gives it to you. Many times he drops things in our spirit and we avoid those things. We try to go the other way. And let me tell you, everything that drops in your spirit is not from God. You got to make sure that you're at a place where you're able to discern, you see. Everything you want to do is not from God just because you want to do it, just because it's the way you feel about it. See, even in that preparing now to live later, you've got to do what's right, what's just, what's reasonable, and God will bless and God will ordain. Come on, Father. Come on, Son, this morning. Holy Spirit. God, 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 God. Preparing now to live when? Later. Preparing at this very moment. Even for this afternoon, we don't know the day nor the hour that he's going to appear. Oh my God, we got to prepare now so that we can be with him later, so that he can, oh God, ordain us even in the heavens. God will carry us even into the grave and beyond. Come on, somebody. He's preparing us now to live later. He's showing us now how we can live together later. He's showing us now you can't hold hatred in your heart now and think that you're going to release the hatred later. You see, whatever you're doing now is going to affect you later. If you're choosing, oh my God, to live, oh my God, with no love, with hatred, being, oh my God, being in a place where you despise, you don't care about anybody but yourself, then you're preparing now to live later by yourself, for yourself, with yourself. You got to prepare now. If you want to live with people later, you got to prepare now to be able to do that. Somebody wants a husband later. You got to prepare now to have that husband or wife later. You got to get your house in order. That's what you got to do. That's how you prepare now to live later. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. Jesus, have mercy. You want a home. You got to prepare now to live in that home later. There's so much that comes with it. Come on. I've shared this before. There's so much that comes with it. We want to own a home. We want to be prestigious. We want to say we got something. Let me tell you the real story. For many of you who've not bought a home yet, that somebody's not going to tell you. You never really owned that home. I don't care how much you pay off the mortgage. You can pay the mortgage completely off. You're going to still owe some taxes. Come on. Because you don't own the land that it sits on. You can buy the land and you're still going to have to pay the property tax. Come on. So you see, what you're preparing for now, you got to be ready for later. Oh my God. Preparing now to live later. Oh my goodness. Thank you, God. Exactly 1 year ago today, I officially retired from Savannah-Chatham County Public School District as an educator for 30 plus years, somewhere between 30 to 32. I don't know, 30 plus. I know it was at least 30, maybe 31. Some of the time taken off might have been not accounted for, but all of that said and done, I officially retired 1 year ago today. On last week's Sunday, I was privileged and honored to be honored by my husband, my children, my family, my friends, my colleagues, those who say that they love me, who care about me. And you may not have been there, but that doesn't mean you don't love me, you don't care about me. But I want you to know, those 30 plus years, I was preparing then for now. And now I'm preparing now for later. It's real. God is real. Even in our retirement, even in our thinking that, oh, she's got it going on, there is still much work to do. Yes, I've walked away from officially working in my school district, but it does not mean that what God was preparing me to do then has changed now, and that it won't take me to later. I've officially walked away from that job title 30 plus years ago. I started as a paraprofessional, at that time known as a teacher's assistant, and I walked away 1 year ago today as a school administrator or a principal's assistant, an assistant principal. But let me tell you, I'm now preparing for what else God has in store for me. I'm preparing now to continue to do what's coming later. I'm preparing now as I've been preparing the whole time. You see, my ministry goes back 30 plus years. My ministry that God has entrusted to me has been about loving children, receiving children, chastising children, getting on to my children. I'm going to bring it real to you, you see. I wasn't the best love administrator. I wasn't the best love teacher, not by all, not by those who wanted to go this way, and I was trying to steer them that way. So you see, even in that thing, God is not the best loved God all the time. Because when he's trying to push us this way, we're trying to go that way. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. Somebody said last week, yeah, they said she was mean. But that person said I was mean also, if that's what you want to call it. It was about being direct. It was about telling the truth. It was about making sure that things were done in decency and in order. And it wasn't just the children, you see. Sometimes the adults didn't want to adhere. They didn't like it. They probably called me, or they did sometimes, everything but a child of God. But guess what? I don't have to be called a child of God. You know, we like to say that. They call me everything, but I don't have to be called a child of God by any man. For he calls me his own, preparing us now to live later. I'm just going to refer to some scriptures for you this morning. Psalm 71, 5 through 9. Psalm 71, 16 through 19. I want you to write these down. Galatians 6, 9 through 10. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Psalms again, 71, 5 through 9. Psalm 71, 16 through 19. Galatians 6, 9 through 10. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. My God. My God. Psalm 71, 5 through 9 says this right here. For you have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth, preparing me now, God, to live later. From birth, I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become a sign to many. You are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Do not, God, cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. Oh, you better give God a praise on that. He is our hope, y'all. He is sovereign. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. He is sovereign, my God. From birth, we have relied on him. Even though we didn't get, do you know you relied on God from birth? Because the very first breath you took in this world, he was, oh God, he was pumping that oxygen in. Oh my gosh. While you even were in your mother's womb, he was holding you, encasing you, covering you, keeping you. And as you entered into this world, You came in. Come on, God. Declare. It says, my mouth is filled with your praise. Oh, my God, declaring your splendor all day long. You have to give God his praise every day, all day. God, I thank you for the now. And year after year after year after year after year of my life, I say, God, I thank you for the now. And you see, the now set me up for the then. While I was thanking him for the now, he was preparing me to live later. While I was going from one extreme to another, from one end of my education to another, he was preparing me now, oh my God, during that time to live later. As I took on the role of a paraprofessional, he was preparing me now at that time to become a teacher. You see, I had no idea where God was taking me. Oh my God, when I walked into that job, I stepped into that job because of the hours, because of how I needed my life set up around my daughter. But do you know my scripture, Jeremiah 29:11 says this? I know God was telling me this way back then. Oh my God, even before I had an inkling, a clue of the scripture itself. I know the plans I have for you, Josie. Carzadine, I know the plans I have for you. Not plans to harm you. Oh God, but plans of hope and a future. As I gave up my career in nursing and I went to a lesser paying job, so that I could be a mother the way I needed to be a mother. God was setting me up during my now for later. Oh, in God's sweet. And even as I stepped out on faith, stepped out and looked towards the hills from which came my help. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I'm preaching my life right now. I don't want to be dead and under and somebody else have to do it. Listen, as I stepped out on faith, I enrolled in school, then God set me up. I'm telling you this because he can do it for you. He set me up in a scholarship program. Didn't know how I was going to get through school, trying to get grant this and grant that. He set me up in a scholarship program that caused me to be able to go right on through. I continue to work. And even in the midst of that, working full time. This is for the mother, that single mother that doesn't think you're going to make it. Come on. Work full time. School full time. Well, how? How, Pastor? Because I went to work all day, then to school all evening, weekends. Course after course, 4 and 5 courses a semester. Trusting God, working hard. And thanking God for my family, for my mother, for my sisters who were there to support my child. Thank you, Lord. And then one day, the degree was there. It was done. The job was set up. It was given favor after favor. Favor after favor. Student teaching. Job offer before the student teaching is done. That's God's favor. After favor, set up for the interview, but the job is already yours. Favor, this is the what God will do in your life. Preparing you now. I'm preparing you now, he's saying, to live later. Get yourself in order. Get yourself in order. Get yourself in order, people. Come on. You got to prepare now to live later. He's coming back. And we keep saying soon. It's got to be sooner now than it was 2,000 years ago. But listen, while we yet wait, he's preparing us now to live later. And later doesn't end here. Later has to keep on going. Later has to move this way. Later has to move that way. Listen, I know the plans I have for you with my child and my family. Kept saying, you need to be in administration. No, 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 no. I don't want to deal with the grown people. Let me stay with the children. God knew the plans he had for me. And one day, taken out of the classroom to go do a math lead job. Oh my gosh, set me on the path. that I needed to experience outside of the classroom set me up to begin to explore other avenues. I know the plans I have for you from your birth. Psalm 71, 16 through 19 says this, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, sovereign Lord. I give him the glory. Psalm 71, 16 through 19. I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. Since my youth, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation. And I'm declaring his power to you right now. I'm still, oh my God, God is allowing you to see the product of his glory, the product of his blessings, your mighty acts to all who are to come, even when I am old and gray. And do, oh God, don't forsake me until, oh Lord, I have an opportunity to declare your power to the next generation, to my children's children, and declare your mighty acts to all who are to come, even those who will come when I am removed, oh God, even those who will come. Thank you, Lord. Mama declared his mighty acts into us and into our children. And even there, from there, we will go into those children who have not yet even peeked into this world. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens. You have done great things. And I ask you this question, Father. Who is like you, God? There is none. There is none like him in all the earth, I tell you. He is preparing you now to live later. Line up with God. Get in line with God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Many days, many hours, sleepless nights. Wanted to walk off that job the first couple of years. Folks have called me things. Folks have done things. Wanted to leave. But God said, be still. And know I'm God. His mighty works, his mighty power, his mighty deeds. He will set people in your path. He set folks in my path when I had my purse and my keys and was leaving. And he set folks in my path to pull me aside and cause me to calm myself until he got me to a place where he allowed me to mature to that place. You see, when we're young, we're rambunctious. When we're young, when we're new to something, we're not sure of it. And so we don't want to be pushed this way or that way, turned this way or turned that way. And God will cause angels unaware. He will cause people. He will divide. Listen, he already has the plan devised for your life. He's telling you, prepare now to live later. God. Jesus. Galatians 6, 9 through 10 reminds us this. Let us not become weary in doing good. Be not weary in well-doing. For at the proper time, we will reap. At the what? The proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. I could have given up. I tried to give up. I'm going to be real with y'all. Wanted to leave. Didn't, folks, I don't feel like this foolishness right now. And even after I was saved, real saved, for real saved and in the Lord, I didn't feel like folks in their foolishness. But God said, you stay right there. You do what I tell you to do. When it got to this place, he said, you do this. And he took me to that place. Ha. Every step that he every step and every stop that I had to make along the way, God did it. God devised a plan just for me. And you see, when you trust God, that he is preparing you now to live later. This is what God will do. Even when it seems like things are hard, seems like you can't hold out anymore, God will cause you. He will set it up. And when you look back, every person that was strategic in whatever was going on, whether they were the one pushing it this way and God was taking you that way, or they were the one pushing you up and God was pushing you forward, listen, he already knew that that person would be in place. Betty Best, thank you. He already knew. Thank you, Lord. He knew. Evelyn Dandy, he knew. Ola Lewis, he knew. Lucille, E. Peggy Tanksley, he knew. Jolene Jeanette, he knew. The plans he had, you see? He knew. William, he knew. God knew the plans he had for me. And he knows the plans he has for you, my sister. My brother, believe God. Trust God. And you'll be able to do this, because guess what? He was preparing me now for my later right now. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. We almost done. Thank you, God. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying this, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That's what Christ said. But then he said this right here. My God, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them, listen, to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He is preparing us now for our later. He is preparing me now to live later, my worship, my praise, my prayers, my preaching, my teaching. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Listen. Oh, God. A very wise woman whom I hold dear reminded me of something she's always said to me. Who would have thought? Well, the very first time she said it, my response was, God thought. And I'm so glad. So I'm so glad. I'm glad about me right now. I'm glad about you. Because you see, as God prepares us, as he prepares us, thank you, Lord, to live now, for later, God also prepares this, that every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God, teaching them to observe all things. I need y'all to observe all things. Trust God. Believe God. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all. He will bring you from poverty to prosperity. He will bring you out of sorrow into a joy that you've never known. He will bring you into the marvelous light, out of darkness, into the marvelous light. And I thank him for the light this morning. That is Jesus Christ. Y'all come on and give God a praise with me. Come on. Come on and praise him with me right now. God is great this morning, and God is greatly to be praised. You hear me? When I tell you, the more I praise him, guess what? The better I feel. The more I worship him, the more he lifts me, he builds me, he keeps me, he encourages me. I was down, but I am not out. Oh, God, you'll be able to, oh, God, walk in the newness of life in the midst of your aging. Walk in the newness of life. He's not going to forget about you because you're aged. He's going to take that which he has used in you and through you and cause this world to continue to move closer and closer to him. I love God. I don't know about you. This is how I feel about God. I don't think anybody loves him more than I do. Oh, my God. That's how I felt about my mama with 12 children she birthed. I don't think none of them love mama like I do. And each of them had to take that personal for themselves. That was my mommy. That was our mother. God is my God. He's our God. I worship him. Won't you do the same? If you don't know him right now in the pardon of your sin, I just want to introduce you to a man named Jesus that kept me. I was introduced to him at an early age. I was. Did I adhere to everything that he taught me? Everything that I learned about him? I didn't. It took me a minute to get it right, to get it together. But oh my goodness, my greatest regret in really selling out my soul to God is that it took me a little bit too long. I think back on the years when I was doing it my way and not his way. Oh God. But you know what? Even then, that now right then was preparing me to live later. Because now when I look back, my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. I think on the goodness of Jesus and how he kept me, even when I didn't want to be kept. And he'll keep you. Won't you put your hands out right now? Come on, give your heart to God. He wants to take you. We can take you by the hand. He has to take you by the heart. Romans 10 and 9 reminds us of this thing, my God, that if you declare with your mouth and that Jesus is Lord, and it says if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that's what it says, you will be saved. I know it to be true because I had to confess with my mouth and believe in my heart. Come on and pray this prayer with me, if you will. Dear Lord, we thank you now. God, I ask you to forgive me of my sin. God, I ask you to proclaim to the heavens that I now belong to you. And dear Lord, I'm confessing right now with my mouth, oh God, that Jesus is Lord, that you, God, raised him from the dead. I believe this thing in my heart, God. Your word says if I do this, God, that I would be saved. And I receive my salvation. I receive my salvation. I receive my salvation. Amen. 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 Thank you. Come on, give God a praise this morning. Somebody, come on and give God a praise. Preparing now to live later. Isn't God good? Ain't the Lord good? Isn't he good? He's good. He's great. And he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. We're going to our announcements at this time. I ask you to stay tuned. Give a listen. Amen. Amen.